And Ed, I know a lot of people here will be absolutely thrilled with that. They applauded loud and long 12 months ago, and they're applauding loud and long again today.
Well, I'm very proud of the horse, and for the owners who've been very patient, because I've done a very bad job with him, so a great day.
But did you sense it was coming right with that run at York?
Oh, very much. He was a different horse this part of the year to the early on. He had a problem, and he looked very well today. We worried about the ground, but today was a great day, and my father's watching at home, so I hope he's proud.
I'm sure we will be. We have very happy memories of that day 12 months ago. But, I mean, it was a strange old race to the extent it didn't seem to be very quick early on. The fact you knew you'd got a proven stayer, was that perhaps calm the nerves a little bit? You're talking about the ground, but the trip wasn't a worry, was it?
I'd sort of gone off his chance because of the ground. And if you'd been watching, like we all were, the Cheveley Park course, it looked like it was going to win everything. We were nervous. But Ryan was right. He kicked on and won well in the end.
In the end, about a furlong out, I thought he actually, you know, grabbed the length that turned out to be crucial. Is that how you saw it?
Well, Ryan felt he had to go early because there wasn't much space, and I think if we sat and tried to be tactical, it probably wouldn't work.
And what about now? Dare I ask? See you here 12 months' time. Be fantastic if you can bring the horse back again.
Hope so. I believe he stays in training next year. He's had a very light year this year. We haven't gone to Australia because he had problems in the middle of the year, but we may well consider taking him to Dubai for the big staying race on World Cup night.